I said it yesterday, and it really holds true after getting a chance to watch it a couple times. The obvious thing is you're not going to win many games in this league when you fumble it four times, lose them, commit the amount of penalties that we were called for yesterday. Took a step backwards in that regard, can't have that to be successful. We need to be better about protecting the ball. And definitely do a better job in limiting the infractions. Said it all week that we were well aware of how talented that Rams front is. We wanted to make sure that we got ahead of the sticks and did not put them in a situation where they could just pin their ears back and go. And certainly that was the exact opposite was true. We played into their hands. And that's one of the biggest reason why you saw the results that we got offensively and only scoring 6 points. Defensively, I thought the first half we played is probably as good a half as we've played all year. But that's just only part of it. You got to play a complete game, and we weren't good enough in the second half. You know, have to be better. We got hit with some chunk plays again. They did a nice job running the football. There were times in the game where I thought our effort was good and we were able to contain Gurley for a good part of it. But they were still able to hit us with with a couple big runs. It was disappointing. The team meeting today, we talked about where we are. We talked about adversity and what adversity does for you. The benefit of facing adversity. You find out a lot about yourself. It's easy to exist, in this profession when things are going well. But when things aren't, you truly find out who you are. Who's mentally tough? Who cares about this team? And who's willing to step up? Because continuing to do what we've done would be foolish, just because it's gotten us these results so far. I mean, we're not going to do anything radically different, but it has to be incremental. So the challenge to each man in the room, coaches and players, was what am I going to do different? What am I going to do extra? Is it in the weight room? Is it in the meeting room? Is it on the practice field? Everybody was challenged to take a personal inventory, where they are, what are they doing well, and what are they not doing well, and how do we change it? So it wasn't an easy film to watch, knowing how we matched up going into that game and what the result was. A lot of good teaching points in it. Hopefully, we'll lock them away and move forward. But not easy to go back through. On the injury front, Josh will be day-to-day with a shoulder injury. Okay, more than likely, depending on the next day or so, that we'll hold him on Wednesday. We'll see how he progresses later in the week. Jordan Poyer is going to miss some time with a shoulder injury. Not exactly sure the timetable, but he'll definitely be down this week. And it's a shame because Jordan played one of his better games of the season yesterday. Hawkins, as yesterday, he's in the concussion protocol. On all our other guys that were out this past week, there's been improvement. Won't have updates till Wednesday. Joe Hayden's improving, but he's still in the league protocol. Gip made a lot of positive strides last week. We'll see where he is. Craig, we're very optimistic about due to the fact that he was able to get through portions of practice late in the week. I'll go ahead and open it up.
Are you impressed that Josh is even upright after yesterday?
Yeah, and that's credit to his toughness, his resolve, but we have to know, and our guys knew it watching the film, that we got to protect this guy. You can't have your quarterback go through a game like that. I don't care if he's Josh's age or if he's 23. I mean, it's not good business. You got to protect your quarterback, and a big part of that is what I've said in here a thousand times is you got to get ahead of the sticks.
He took crown of the helmet to the chin on that one shot.
We have a group of plays that through the league that we can send in. I believe that was on the list.
So is there no structural damage in that shoulder?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into results. I say we're listing them as day to day. We'll know a little bit more on Wednesday, but I'm not going to get into his specific MRI results. If our starting quarterback is physically able to play, will we play him? Yes.
Do you know if Johnny's work week will be interrupted by a visit from the league? Will you be informed of that?
We'll be informed of it, and I'm sure that they're certainly mindful of what our schedule is, and I'm confident that we'll be able to work around it. They have not.
And would they inform you if, or have you asked to be informed if any kind of discipline would happen this week?
Certainly. I mean, that's something that they would. I mean, they understand the schedule that we're in, and the I'm sure that whatever result, if there's some type of immediate result to it, they would let us know as soon as possible. Well, that's a periodic thing with our guys. I mean, that is when we go through the tape. I mean, it's, hey, where am I? Hit the reset button. When I look at the grade sheet, or the challenge to them each time is whether it's practice or a game, am I a repeat offender? Are there some things that I'm the same mistakes I'm continuing to make? And if that's, and it's also on the position coach. If he sees a trend with a guy, you can have a minus here and there that's a certain technical thing, but if it's a one-timer, you're not that concerned about it. But that's on the position coaches as well. They see a guy who's going down the wrong path and constantly getting the same thing wrong. That's on us to get it corrected. But the players, they sense, hey, there's something that I'm missing, or I'm just not quite where I should be with it. That's on them. We just don't want them to just kind of look at the sheet, nod their head, and then move on. How do I turn that minus into a plus?
Mike, you said that you'd be foolish to keep going with the results being what they are along the same path you are. Is a minor change that you speak of, is that personnel, is that scheme? Just I'm wondering if you could expound a little bit more on what.
Well, a lot of it starts with the individual, because we always preach as individuals get better, the team gets better. So I think if everybody accepts that challenge of being introspective, what am I doing? This is for me. This is for the coaches. This isn't just for the players. So it's on an individual level first, and then when the coaches look at their particular side of the ball, what are we doing well? What are we not doing well? Where do we need to, where do we need to improve? Those will things that get looked at, and then each week we're tasked with that challenge of who are the best 11 we could put out there to maximize our chances for a successful play. So personnel is always a part of it, and that's changing week to week anyway, whether that's performance issues or whether it's injury related.
After watching the film, why do you think the protection wasn't as good as you wanted it or needed it to be?
Well, part of it was what I talked about. We were in a loud environment against a team that knew we had to throw at times during the game. So I thought on the 50-50 downs, when it was play pass, when it was first down or second and manageable, your quarterback's not, your protection's better because it's, they're having to play the run first and then convert. But when it's third and 20 or second and 16, or you're down 24-17-6 or 24-6 late, when you have to throw it, that's when you're going to have, when the defense knows you're one dimensional. And that's the combination of circumstances we wanted to avoid playing in a dome. It's hard to mix up the cadence. We tried to a couple times and ended up costing ourselves. Where the guys on the kind of the on the edges, the tackles had some jumps. I think we jumped a tight end once. But that's hard. You just can't go on silent all the time, and because you see what happens. They're getting off the ball at the exact same time that we are, and you know they're built to play indoors. I mean, they're fast on the turf, and when the noise is there, it makes it difficult. So it was a big challenge to our guys, but we put ourselves in that circumstance too much by getting behind the sticks and falling behind on the scoreboard.
When you talk about possible changes, I mean, aren't you pretty much limited? Because I assume that you have your 22 best guys out there now.
Well, a lot of that depends on whether it's personnel groupings. You know, who are we putting out there on offense? We have a lot of options. We put three wideouts out there, two tight ends, two backs. Those decisions. Defensively, we have some options as far as how we change our personnel grouping. So there's some limitations from a personnel standpoint. Plus, certain positions where you have injuries, you're very limited. So that's why we're hopeful to get some of those guys back this week to open some of those options up.
Josh took there. Did the fail-safe fail? Should he have been taken off the field after that hit?
I think that's hard to say. I know our trainers are very much, and doctors are watching the game very intently. I know the officials are trained to look for it, and I know there's somebody in the booth that's doing it. So I don't know if you can say that it failed. I think if he had showed up today with if he had a concussion, I think you could say it failed. But no, that's I don't know if it's fair to say that.
Sorry to interrupt. He was kind of down in a prone position for like 10 seconds or so. It was clear that he was affected by the hit.
Yeah, I mean that's hard to say. Yeah, I think that was just. I mean, the defenseless player protection only occurs in certain situations, and I don't think he would have, you know, where he was during that play would have qualified for that. That I'm not sure. I can't say that for sure. Just at halftime, I talked to Flip and wanted to see if we could go ahead and get him some reps. Crow took a shot in the ribs early in the game, so we'll always, you know, at halftime always kind of hit the reset button on where we are from a plan standpoint and who needs to get more involved. And going back to the original part of the question, yeah, I think that was a function. We wanted to be able to run the football. And at times did. Turbin hit the one, nice run. But I think it was more of a function of as the game went on, as we fell behind, and just also how they were playing us. We felt that we would have some opportunities in the pass game. Well, I think most, I mean, you're going to look at most rosters, they're going to be built, you know, there's a handful of exceptions, but twofold. I think you need to have some activity in free agency. And you know, it's also when you bring in guys from other places that have been successful, I think that helps in your locker room as well. You know, Whitner's a good example. And, you know, leaning on him now, I mean, he's very quietly having a pretty good year for us, and you know has been very much a you know, vocal leader behind the scenes, and I don't see it as a problem with, you know, with bring. I don't think it's wholesale changes from a free agency standpoint, but I think there's a lot of different ways to build it, and I'm sure that we'll, you know, just to speak generally, I mean, it'll still be for us selective free agents and the draft.
Any sense that when you went back to McCown in week three that Johnny might not have been as engaged, or was he fully preparing in that time from, you know, from then until now?
Never saw a drop off at all, and I'm in that room a lot, and I spend a lot of time during on the practice field with those guys. I never saw it. There was maybe a day where he was competitive guy, you know, wanted to be the guy and was bummed out, but that feeling didn't last long. But I never saw a drop off from him as far as attitude on the practice field, wanting to perfect his craft, the time that gets put in the quarterback room, you know, how much we ask of him during the week, and then like we do with all of our players, we test him during the week on the opponent and on the game plan, and it wasn't a drop off. Yeah, I thought if he combined, but I think both quarterbacks, we were 30 for 37. I mean, I thought he was accurate with the ball, made good decisions. I thought he was patient. I think once we got up, they played a lot of cover two and gave us a lot of throws underneath, and he didn't try to get greedy. I think sometimes you have a tendency to press and force the ball, and I thought he did a really good job of understanding what they were playing, figuring out coverages, if not pre-snap, very quickly post-snap, and he knew where to go with the football. And then I thought he made some good plays when he had to get out of the pocket. A couple nice scrambles and a couple nice throws on the run.
Anything else? Mike, when you said that Sean was making strides, do you think you'll have him back at practice?
Not sure yet. It's a possibility, but not sure. I like my paycheck, Pat.
Mike, if Deshaun is ready and Poyer's out, who do you play at safety?
We've Campbell. We've also cross-trained Kaywan Williams. Could play some safety. Batamosi, no safety, and then also Don Jones is probably toughest on him. He's doing a good job for us on teams. But just to come in, I mean, he would probably be the last option there. But here's a guy that you could always put in the post if it got to that point. But there's options.
Mike, what about a potential third quarterback, depending on – I mean, is that a thing where you have to wait and see on Josh? Or?
Yeah, we'll wait. We'll wait. We'll have a little better sense. I mean, that's something that we're very much aware of upstairs, and we'll have a plan.
Third.
It would. We'd discuss it.
Okay.